Okay, let's get into it. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really fascinating document. It's the Department of Human Settlements annual report from 2016-17. And their vision, it's spelled out right on the cover in these three big words: H-O-U-S-E-S, security, comfort.
Which sounds simple.
It does, but the real measure here, the legal benchmark, is Section 26 of the Constitution. The right to adequate housing for everyone.
Exactly. And that's the critical frame. This isn't just about numbers in a report. It's a measure of a constitutional promise. This document tracks it all against these massive national plans, like the National Development Plan 2030.
So let's start with money, because on the surface, the numbers look, well, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The department's total expenditure was $30.5 billion. They spent 99.6% of their allocated funds.
Right. And that 99.6% sounds incredibly efficient. You see that and you think, great job.
You do.
But we have to look at what that tiny fraction of underspending actually means. It was only 0.4%, but that's still our $109 million.
$109 million. That's not small change.
Not at all. That our $109 million represents real housing opportunities that just vanished because of administrative gridlock.
So where did things go wrong? The report points specifically to Program 3, Human Settlements Delivery Support. That's where our $65.9 million was underspent.
And the reasons are just, they're so telling, you know?
What were they?
A big part of it was delays in the National Upgrading Support Program. And why? Because of the August 2016 local government elections.
You're kidding. So everything just stopped.
Pretty much. Key municipal officials were tied up, unavailable. The whole machinery just paused. And then you have another $13.2 million underspent on the housing subsidy system.
Okay. And what happened there?
That was because CETA, the State Information Technology Agency, simply failed to provide the services they were contracted for.
So the government's own IT arm couldn't deliver.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how institutional failure, not a lack of money, stops progress.
Still, despite that friction, a lot did get done. They delivered around 148,000 housing opportunities that year. That's a mix of new houses and service sites.
And we shouldn't forget the upgrading of informal settlements program. This is so important.
Right. This isn't about building new houses from scratch.
No, it's about providing basic services, water, sanitation, electricity, to people already living in vulnerable settlements. It's about dignity. Over the whole period, 260,970 households got those upgrades.
But for all the building and all the spending, there's this one area that seems like a persistent failure. The paperwork.
The title deeds.
The title deeds. Mm-hmm. The backlog is critical. Their target was to issue 100,000 of them, but they only managed 67,449.
And it's so important to understand why that target was missed. This isn't just a slow queue at an office.
So what's the holdup?
It's this incredibly complex web. You have decades-old land rights issues that need to be resolved. You have beneficiaries who are missing or passed away. And then you get these really bitter family disputes over who legally owns the property.
So a house can be physically there, but legally it's in limbo.
For decades. And that means an elderly person who's lived there for 30 years can't pass it on to their children. They have no real security.
And while they're trying to untangle that, the demand just keeps growing. The national housing backlog is estimated at, what, 16.9 million households?
A staggering number. And if you look at the demographic pressure, it's set to get worse. Back then, they estimated 3.6 million new households would form by 2020.
And many of them would need support.
Over 2 million of them, yeah. They would fall into the low-income category, making them completely dependent on this very system we're talking about. The pressure is just exponential.
So looking forward, what was the plan?
Well, the report lays out the priorities. First, accelerate those title deeds. Second, expand empowerment programs for women and youth, specifically enforcing a 30% set aside for Black-owned companies.
And the third priority.
Finally, get the Human Settlements Development Bank up and running.
It all comes back to this constant tension, doesn't it? You have this huge aspirational vision.
The constitutional mandate, yeah.
But it's constantly being tripped up by these mundane, completely foreseeable operational failures. IT contracts failing, election cycles getting in the way.
The big dream hitting the wall of everyday reality.
So what does this all mean for you? If housing for all is a constitutional right, how do these governance issues, unfilled jobs, technical failures with agencies like CETA, political delays, how do they fundamentally change the timeline for realizing that right for millions of people? Something to think about until our next deep dive.